Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in activating workplaces, helping leaders bring simplicity, ease, and big giant results to the forefront. Before we start today's episode, I just want to remind you that your questions and curiosities are the fuel behind the show. So if something, anything workplace related has been on your mind, then leave me a voicemail with your question at 201-677-8113. And I may just answer it on a future podcast. Just be sure to let me know if you prefer fame or anonymity so I know whether or not to use your name. Okay, thanks in advance for your questions, and here we go. So we all want to be using our time at work wisely. We want to be focused on the top priority initiatives and projects. I mean, otherwise, what are we doing here? And yet, something I keep hearing in organizations across the board is that the top priorities are changing like the wind. Like yesterday, we were all supposed to be chasing new customers, and today we're totally focused on retaining existing ones. Or yesterday, innovation was the buzzword of the moment. New ideas were the thing. But today, no. It is all about improving the basics of customer service. Or yesterday, there was talk of big strategic investments designed to prepare us for the future. But today, it is all about cost containment, do more with less, and all that. Truth is, all of these things matter, building new ideas and new relationships, as well as supporting and nurturing existing ones, investing wisely, and also saving money. The problem isn't what the priority is, but rather how exhausted everyone feels just trying to keep up. I'm hearing from people that they are putting their hearts and souls into a project only to learn days later it no longer matters, and they need to start from scratch again. This kind of exhaustion, the kind we get from corporate whiplash, it's not sustainable. So what can we do at any altitude if this is a problem plaguing our organization? Broadly, we need to be taking more time to pause and reflect and ask ourselves some questions. So today, here are a few that I've been sharing recently with clients. The first question is this shift reactive or strategic? Companies should be paying attention to external factors, to competitors and customer demands and marketplace changes. And those factors should influence our decisions, but only once we've stopped to be thoughtful. There's a big difference between reacting and responding strategically. The former is a reflexive action, like one day we're focused completely on acquiring new customers, and then suddenly a big customer ends their contract, and instantly the whole company needs to shift direction, focusing totally on customer retention. That's a reaction, a panic reflex. What I would encourage senior leaders to do in this situation is pause and reflect before steering the whole company in a new direction. Did this customer leave because something truly is broken in your service delivery model? Or did they leave because they're doing their own cost containment? Or because they've automated a new solution? If the problem truly is your model, then sure, change the focus. But do a little research before you make that change, because there might be a simple explanation that has very little to do with your service delivery. and understand how much of a toll that kind of sudden shift takes on your workforce, and make your decision thoughtfully.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Now, if you're a citizen in this organization, how can you play a role in helping senior leaders find some clarity before they change direction? Well, do you have data to suggest this really was a one-off scenario? Have you seen a competitor make a similar pivot and fail? What insight or even ideas do you have that might help your senior leaders make a more thoughtful choice? Because we all have a part to play here. The next question is, what thread can be pulled through? Even in times of change, there will be some points of consistency. And helping others, or even yourself, to see and hold on to what's staying the same can really offer a sense of grounding, of stability that might stave off some of the exhaustion. So sure, maybe yesterday it was about innovation and today the sexy thing is saving money. But is there a place where maybe those two things intersect? If you're an employee on the ground, can you spot an opportunity to innovate in a way that actually simplifies or streamlines something? Maybe your company uses two different technologies to manage your outbound marketing campaigns and all your analytics, but you see a way to consolidate it all into a single system, driving both innovation and cost containment in one. And if you're a leader, how can you articulate a story for your team, like a true story, not fiction here, that shows consistency over direction change? Like maybe you can talk about how the company's number one priority is and has always been delivering products in the most environmentally friendly way. And maybe last month there was exploration of investments in green technology, but the focus today is on keeping costs low to ensure you're able to continue paying fair rates to your frontline labor. Remind your team that your highest purpose, equity and eco-consciousness in this case, remains the focus, even if the work beneath it has shifted. The third question is, what is the smallest way to honor the new priority? Here, the question really is this. Must you really toss out what you were working on last week? Or is there a way to hold on to what you've been working on and tweak or shape it a little bit so it fits the new priority? Like, maybe you work in healthcare, and there's been a recent shift in focus from delighting patients in a really custom way to driving consistency for the sake of efficiency. Okay, so before you toss out that amazing set of ideas that you designed for the purpose of delighting patients, ask yourself, is there anything here that could also serve the new consistency and efficiency priority? After all, some patients would be delighted by nothing more than getting called into their appointment on time rather than hours late because you've driven some consistency in the scheduling. Or others might be fully delighted by knowing that whomever registers them or takes their blood pressure will be following the exact same process and protocol every time. And they take comfort in that predictability. No surprises when they're on high anxiety because they're in a medical facility. In other words, focus on discovering whether a priority is really new and a departure from the old, or whether it's maybe just a bit of a gentle shift. And maybe rebranding a pivot as a minor shuffle will be just the thing to keep exhaustion at bay for you and your team. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com If your workplace could use an activation boost, a talk, a workshop, a pulse check, you choose. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebent. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And Cameron Lacey is our marketing contractor.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.